Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. Feel free to tweet me at Bruce Salen or even call at 866-564-1290. In place of our usual segment now, single parent dating, and our usual guest, the wonderful Julie Spira, we have a very special guest with us, at least by phone, Lauren Kessler, who has a new book out that is called My Teenage Werewolf, A Mother, A Daughter, A Journey. And it is out this month, and a few little quotations about it from the Ladies Home Journal. It's a hilarious and insightful read, sure to resonate with any mom. Hey, wait a minute. What about the dads? And from Barbara Ehrenreich, if you're battered by a daughter who's 10 times smarter and 100 times cooler than you are, this book could save your sanity. And from Publishers Weekly, mothers will be alternately amused, horrified, and entertained as they view the turmoil and triumphs of adolescence from Kessler's insightful perspective. Lauren Kessler is the award-winning author of 6 books, including her newest, My Teenage Werewolf. It was just published last week, and it's available everywhere. She and her daughter, the werewolf of the title, write a she said, that's funny, blog at www.myteenagewerewolf.com. Lauren is also the author of Northwest Book Award winner Dancing with Rose, Washington Post bestseller Clever Girl, and Los Angeles Times bestseller The Happy Bottom Writing Club, which David Letterman, in fierce competition with Oprah, chose as the first and only book for the David Letterman Book Club. Kessler appeared twice on his late night show. Hey, that's all news to me, Lauren. Congratulations. Lauren's journalism has appeared in the New York Times Magazine, Los Angeles Times Magazine, O, the Oprah Magazine, Utney Reader, or Utney, the Nation, Newsweek.com, and Salon.com. It is an honor to have you on the show, Lauren. I could keep on singing your praises, but then you won't get to say anything about your new book. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show.
Oh, thank you so much, Bruce. It's great to be with you.
As I should declare up front, I haven't read the book, just excerpts. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it? But what little I've read and what little I know about you, it is going to be a very wonderful read, which I, in fact, will look forward to doing so.
And I think it is, you know, it is for fathers as well. And I hope we can get to that point a little bit later. The book actually tries to answer the question of what is more challenging in the life of a woman, being a teenager or being the mother of a teenager. And they are both very stormy, interesting times in the life of a woman. And I, of course, was a teenager many years ago, and I am the mother of a teenager.
Exactly how many years ago was that?
Many.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
We're talking decades, you know.
But no, seriously, do you not think that in those minimum number of years between when you were a teenager and when you had a teenager, that raising a teenager has become a lot more difficult?
Well, it's very interesting. I think one of the things that I found, I should say that what I did was I immersed myself for 18 months in 21st century teen girl culture and my daughter's life, because my daughter was the one who was sort of my guide. I was kind of a Margaret Mead in middle school, and she was my guide to get me there.
So is that the period of time that you really focus on, more the middle school years?
Yes.
So you're talking about the early teens.
The early teens, the transition from adolescence to teenhood, teendom, whatever the word is. Yes. And so I was in the classroom, in the locker room, at summer camp, in the mall, on the athletic playing fields, and on many online chat groups and social media sites with my daughter helping me.
Did you have a helmet when you went to the mall?
No, but I had a fat wallet. So in answer to your question, I would say that underneath all of the new technology and the horribly sexualized way in which very young women are used in the media today, underneath those very different and important issues, I think that being a teenager, being a girl, changing from adolescence to teenage years, is that my experience many years ago is really the same as my daughter's experience. Underneath it all, the idea of finding out who you are, finding your own voice, pushing against your mother. I mean, looking at your mother as a role model and also looking at her as just something to push against. Finding your way in the world is the same.
Well, that I agree with, but the speed at which the girls now can communicate, the technology that allows them to send out partially naked pictures of themselves and have it dispersed, the way that they can talk and text rumors and things about each other, that has accelerated to a very destructive degree.
I couldn't agree more. What I'm saying, though, is that I think that as grown-ups and as parents, we can be so floored by that we can be blinded to the similarities underneath it. So yes, that's true. But there's always been gossip. There's always been mean girls. There has always been
sexual pressure.
This time in a kid's life has always been extremely, extremely social, and it was true 30 years ago and 40 years ago, and it's true today. I'm not trying to trivialize the major issues that you're bringing up. I'm just saying that parents should not just throw up their hands and say, oh, my God, things are happening so quickly, I can't get a handle on it, I don't understand her world or his world, I'll just have to opt out for the next few years and hope for the best because, you know, they'll come out the other end.
Well, I actually like what you're saying. I keep on wanting to promote the idea that it's so much harder, and yet what you're saying is the underlying issues are the same. Maybe some of the technology we use or the speed is a little different, but discovering who you are is different and is the same. And I applaud you for saying that, because it's not what I had thought about at all.
And it allows us then as parents to keep to resonate in to our own teens' lives instead of feeling alienated from them. Once we feel alienated from them, then we're breaking some of the connection as well. I mean, they're very willing to break the connection with us. It's our job, we're the grown-ups, to keep the connection going. And I think thinking of the similarities, while not in any way trivializing the differences, helps us keep that sense of connection.
And
I think that, you know, with My Teenage Werewolf, my book, you see the speed at which things happen, and you see the technology, but you also see my daughter and her peers working out those basic issues that kids have to work out when they're 12, 13, 14, and 15.
We're almost out of time. Is there anything else, in addition to how people can get your book, that you'd like to share with us about your book?
I would like to say that one of the things that happened, I mean, that my relationship to my daughter strengthened during the course of the research and writing of this book, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing this mother-daughter blog, which is also called My Teenage Werewolf, and it's just myteenagewerewolf.com. I'm hoping people will check into the blog and listen to my daughter's voice as she talks about things that are of interest to her, and listen to my voice and contribute themselves.
That sounds great. I visited the site, and it is very authentic and very real what I've read, so I think it's valuable. Getting your book available everywhere, what do we do?
It is available everywhere. It's certainly available at Amazon.com, Powell's.com, BNN.com, and should be in everybody's neighborhood bookstore.
Once again, tell us the name and the title, because I know you have a two-part title. Otherwise, people would think it's a horror book if you didn't have the second part.
Well, it is sort of a horror book, too, but it's called My Teenage Werewolf, A Mother, A Daughter, A Journey Through the Thicket of Adolescence.
Okay, you do win the award as the longest book title I have so far had on my show.
Well, thank you.
Lauren, we are out of time. It has been a pleasure. You could have easily filled up the whole hour. I do encourage our listeners to go out and buy My Teenage Werewolf by Lauren Kessler, and I thank you so much for being our guest.
Thanks so much, Bruce. It's a pleasure.
Talk to you, I hope, another time. It is time for another break. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. We'll be back for our last segment in a moment.